KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Now, Techie Sports from the weekend on Saturday, Atlantic hosting its Trojan Tennis Tourney that was held at the Graham Tennis Courts up at Kemper Catholic. Team standings saw Storm Lake win the tournament with 26 points. Knoxville had 23 for second place. Atlantic and Newton each had 21 points, tied for third overall. Fifth went to Kemper Catholic. Shenandoah Creston were 6-7. Individually, Atlantic swept both of the singles championships. Grant Sturm defeated Gabe Mathias of Knoxville 6-4 and 6-2 in the championship match to win the number one singles title. At number two singles, Ethan Sturm of Atlantic was the champ, defeating Carter Short of Knoxville 6-1 and 6-1 in the championship match. At number one doubles, it was a doubles team from Storm Lake capturing the title. Atlantic's doubles team of Bodie Johnson and Dayton Templeton finished in sixth place overall. And at number two doubles, it was a doubles squad from Storm Lake that won the title. Wency Navarro and Leo Vang teamed up to pick up the win in the championship match. Denison hosting its boys' golf tournament on Saturday. It was Spencer winning with 335. Carroll shot 338 for second. Trainer was third at 346. Atlantic shot 356, good for fourth place. Lewis Central was fifth with a 359 total. For Atlantic, their top place finisher, Dre Newell, he shot 84, good for a 10th place finish. Also, Lane Nelson posted an 88, and Braden Smith carded a 69 in that tourney on Saturday. Sydney boys hosting a golf invitational at the Fremont County Golf Course on Saturday. It was Fremont Mills winning the title. They shot a 365 team total for first. Clorinda the runner-up at 379. Bedford with 383 was third. Shenandoah shot 386 for fourth place. Zach Pertle of Clorinda was the individual medalist, shooting an 83, good for first. Cooper Langfeld of Fremont Mills was runner-up. He shot 85 in that Saturday meet. Also, Panorama hosting a boys' golf tourney on Saturday. It was Webster City winning the team title. They shot 355. Panorama with a 359 was runner-up. Kemper Catholic shot 371 for third place. Montezuma was next at 390, and ACGC shot 392, good for fifth place in that meet on Saturday. The individual medalist was Kemper Catholic's Jack Tiefenthaler. He shot 82 for the low round. Grant Kaltrider of West Central Valley with an 84 was runner-up. Ryan Kling of Panorama shot 86, good for third place. There were a bunch of 87s and 88s in that tournament Saturday as well. A total of 10 records were set over 3 days of competition at the Drake Relays. Two-time world champion Sam Kendricks set a new world record in the pole vault with a winning mark of 19 feet, 2¾ inches. Kendricks says it was a star-studded field that will serve as a preview of the Olympic trials.
How hard is it to bring all of us together? Well, not that hard, apparently, because last year was so starved for competition, everybody wanted to get out of the gates with something. Drake Relays, perfect place to get started. My compliments to the organizational staff, my friend Blake, for putting this thing on and under whatever circumstances so we could have a place to come together at least once, because this is the only time we're going to see each other before the trials.
Kendricks has enjoyed a lot of success in Drake Stadium. That was his fourth Relays title.
I've jumped here more than anywhere else. Even Ole Miss, my alma mater, I only jumped in two competitions there. I mean, that's just wild to think about. I've been to Drake Stadium since 2013 over 10 times for USA Championships, Drake Relays, and other meets besides. If I don't jump well here, I'm not doing my job right because I have a home field advantage. I really do.
Drake Relays closed out over the weekend. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, the Reds' losing streak is up to 7 games after Tyler O'Neill homered twice to power the St. Louis Cardinals to a 5-2 win against Cincinnati in a game heard here on KJAN yesterday. Jack Flaherty retired the first 10 batters and allowed just 3 hits over 7 innings as he improves to 4-0 on the season. Cards will be back in action again tonight, this time hosting the Philadelphia Phillies. And we'll have that game for you tonight here on the radio. 5:50 will be the pregame start time. 6:45 is the first pitch. St. Louis Cardinals, Philadelphia Phillies, live tonight here on KJAN. Elsewhere in baseball yesterday, Danny Duffy pitched 5 scoreless innings, and Hunter Dozier hit a solo homer for the Royals in their 4th straight win, a 4-0 win over the Tigers. Duffy has allowed 1 earned run in 23 innings so far this season. Also in baseball, Orioles topped the A's 8-1, the Red Sox over the Mariners 5-3, the Yankees falling to the Indians 7-3, Blue Jays edging the Rays 1-0, the White Sox beat the Rangers 8-4, Angels over the Astros 4-2. The Padres beat the Dodgers in 11 innings by a final of 8-7. It was the Giants over the Marlins 4-3. The Mets beat the Nationals 4-0. Rockies over the Phillies 12-2. Brewers shut out the Cubs 6-0. Pirates over the Twins 6-2. And the Diamondbacks swept a pair from the Braves 5-0 and 7-0. Madison Bumgarner in game two threw a 7-inning no-hitter in that contest. In other baseball news, Cubs reliever Ryan Tepera has won a partial appeal of his suspension for throwing at Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff in a game on April 13th. Tepera initially received a three-game suspension, which was cut to two. He began serving that penalty yesterday. The Brewers are moving along with their plan for Christian Yelich after an MRI on the slugger's strained lower back showed no major issues. Yelich hasn't played since April 11th and was eligible to come off the injured list this weekend, but the 2018 National League Most Valuable Player was sent back to Milwaukee to undergo that MRI. The Braves have sent Sean Casmar Jr. to their alternate training site a week after the infielder returned to the majors for the first time since 2008. The 36-year-old Casmar became an instant feel-good story when the Atlanta Braves brought him up to the big leagues. Pitcher Drew Smyly came off the injured list and replaced Casmar on the roster. The Marlins say their minor league complex in Jupiter, Florida, was shut down for the weekend after five players tested positive for COVID-19. The interruption is not expected to affect the start of the season for any of the Marlins' four full-season affiliates who begin their schedules on May 4th. The Iowa Hawkeye baseball team pounded out 18 hits and rolled to a 15-4 win over Northwestern yesterday. Zeb Adrian was 4-for-4 and drove in four runs as the Hawkeyes bounced back from a Saturday loss to Maryland.
We knew the guys that were going to throw today. They weren't the hardest throwing guys, but they were going to mix pitches and really hit their spots. So it was really just having a good approach, you know, looking the other way, trying to stay through the ball and not get kind of yank happy, just be able to hit more than the fastball.
Adrian says it was a good bounce back victory.
We have a lot of older guys, which a lot of good leaders on this team. I think, you know, the message just is come out and play with the same energy and focus and intent every day, even though sometimes the result isn't going to always be what we want. And I think just playing hard and playing the right way every day, things tend to go your way more often than not. So it's easier to kind of bounce back after a bad day.
Cam Baughman gave up five hits in six innings of work. He earned the victory on the mound and improved to 4-2 on the season.
Obviously at the beginning of the year, it was a little rough and, it was hard mentally too. But once I got the right mindset, I've had the most confidence on the mound, and I can throw every pitch with the most confidence and the same confidence. And so that's really where I've really standed out from the beginning of the year till now.
The Hawkeyes will try to make it 3 out of 4 during their home series with a win over Northwestern this afternoon in Iowa City. Brad Keselowski finally got that last lap victory, winning an overtime Sunday at Talladega Super Speedway. Keselowski's the ninth driver to win through 10 NASCAR Cup races this season. He avenged the embarrassing Team Penske gaffe in the season-opening Daytona 500 when he and teammate Joey Logano triggered a last-lap crash. Keselowski led just one lap in a race that featured 35 lead changes among 27 drivers. William Byron was second, Daytona 500 winner Michael McDowell was third, and Kevin Harvick had a season-high fourth-place finish. And in golf, Cameron Smith and Mark Leishman outlasted Louis Oosthuizen and Carl Schwartzel to win the Zurich Classic in a playoff that capped a tight and tense final round. That's a check of sports here this morning.